I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In this town, there is no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
It's always game day in Cleveland. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. All right, mandatory minicamp is underway. All the faces are in Berea right now. Daryl, how refreshing is that, and what does that mean?
Good to see everyone out there. Just a few guys not doing much of any participating. Perry and Winfrey was inside the building on Tuesday. Anthony Walker, Sione Takitaki, Dawson Deaton, they all worked on the side. Of course, they're all recovering from injuries. But a couple of positive notes. Jakeem Grant, recovering from that ruptured Achilles that he suffered early in training camp last year. He was back on the field, did some light work, including fielding a couple of punts. That's when the punts actually made it to him.
Wait, what does Bobby that mean, Daryl? Stop. Are the punters struggling already early out of the gate?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, he's standing in one spot and the punt's either 20 yards short or 20 yards, 35 yards to the left or 35 yards to the right. So, and then Amari Cooper, he's back. Got to see him on the field and made a one-handed catch, caught a touchdown. Looked pretty good. Said he felt pretty good, too. So a lot of positive news coming out of 76 Lou Groza Boulevard.
So, Daryl, let's go back to Amari Cooper for a second, because if he looked good, that means the quarterback throwing him the ball probably looked pretty good, too.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson was fantastic. I would say probably the best that I've seen Deshaun throw since he's really been here in a practice. He looked extremely sharp, seemed to have a lot of rhythm with his receivers. There was a 7-on-7 drill, Andy, toward the end of practice where he threw 4 touchdowns in 5 throws. And the only throw that he didn't make, it was because Greg Newsom got his hand on it and broke it up.
Wow.
I mean, it was, you know, pretty spectacular. Now he got some help too. Let's you know, be fair about that. The receivers went out there and did their job and caught the footballs. But I gotta say, like Donovan Peoples-Jones, he made 2 plays in the back of the end zone where he caught the ball and he was on the back line and able to get the feet down. It was really, really impressive. And, Kevin Stefanski said after practice that, you know, those are, you know, pro plays, and that's what pros do. But at the same time, like Donovan seems to always be where he's supposed to be on the field and to be in position to make plays. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun watching Deshaun throw the ball around the practice fields on Tuesday.
I mean, did Donovan Peoples-Jones just stand out more, or did, I mean, how did the, I mean, you just talked about Amari, but I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, DPJ made 2 outstanding catches in the back of the end zone. I don't think it's that he stood out more. He certainly had a good day. I mean, Elijah Moore caught a couple of touchdowns. David Bell grabbed one. It was balanced where everyone was making plays when they were given the opportunities to make those plays. And I had asked Kevin Stefanski after practice if that's the best that he had seen Deshaun in a practice yet. And he just basically said, well, you know, in 7-on-7 guys are, you know, you're supposed to complete passes. Basically saying he did what he was supposed to do. My counter argument to that is, Andy, I can't tell you the number of practices that I've watched where completing a pass in 7-on-7 felt like they were trying to turn water into wine. Right?
Is that because, though, the quarterbacks have been so bad, or because yes, the defense has just been way better?
The quarterbacks here have sucked so bad over the years. Yes. I've had training camps, right, where they would throw a touchdown pass in training camp, and it was the only touchdown pass, and that was like the lead note. They threw a touchdown pass in a training camp practice. Like, that was like the lead note. That was the headline. But I think we're starting to get a taste with Deshaun of, you know, what real NFL quarterback play is supposed to look like, because we've just been deprived of it for so very long. And I don't know if that was Kevin Stefanski's way of, you know, saying that, like, this is kind of how it's supposed to go, guys. Don't like get googly eyed over, you know, some passes being completed in drills, because, you know, that's what we're supposed to be doing in these things. But not many footballs hit the turf on Tuesday. And so I'm just going to give Deshaun his due. That's just where I'm at. Like, I'm just going to give the guy his due, because again, I've just watched so many practices over the years where it's looked like hot garbage offensively, and a struggle to be able to complete passes or score touchdowns in a practice. So I'll give Deshaun his due. He looked great. And, you know, Amari Cooper also kind of mentioned that he feels like Deshaun is getting that rhythm back too. And Well, it certainly looked that way on the practice field on Tuesday. That's for sure.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, what other things did we glance? I mean, it was nice to see everybody back. You know, pictures of Nick Chubb at Mandatory Minicamp today. I mean, they looked whole today, right? I mean, that's really the biggest difference between OTAs and this, right?
Yeah, and just, you know, the able to do a little more as far as some of the drills go and things like that. But I think that the Wednesday practice, Andy, is going to be the money practice, if you will. Because, like, there were some drills, like I saw the offense and the defense that were running independently. Like, they were done in, I want to call it, like, half speed. Like, they did a two-minute drill on Tuesday that was like a half speed two-minute drill. Like where Deshaun would, you know, do his drop back and you count 1, 2, 3, 4. And then he would, you know, softly throw the football to where it's supposed to go. And then they'd hurry up, run to the line and run the next one and things like that. So that was something we've seen before, but I mean, you take this stuff with a grain of salt. Nothing really matters until they start playing games, but it does matter because they're working on new concepts on both sides of the football. And so it's one of those things where you want to be fair. You want to give Deshaun his love for having a great day on the practice field, but at the same time, you also want to have some perspective about, you know, them doing what they're supposed to do or looking the way that they're supposed to look or accomplishing what they set out to.
Any scuttlebutt on Hopkins, on DeAndre Hopkins today?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen still. I haven't changed my stance on that, but you know, Amari Cooper was asked about the prospects and of adding him. And he's like, who wouldn't want to add him? You know, he didn't seem to really care if adding someone like Hopkins would cost him some catches or you know, some numbers as long as they win. And then he also basically said that they're kind of different players. You know, the way DeAndre uses his body to position himself to make catches and things like that, a little different than how he goes about doing things. But my stance on this, it remains unchanged. I don't foresee Hopkins signing anywhere like real fast. He's in no hurry to do a mini camp anywhere. Number one, number two, if the Browns get him, they're going to get him at their price. That's just how Andrew Berry.
What do you think that would be? It sounds like he wants $15 million.
Well, you know,
which is half of what he would have got if he didn't get cut, which is kind of crazy.
Well, I mean, he was scheduled to make around 19 or so with the Cardinals before he got cut. I'll say this. I'd like to win Mega Millions. Believe me, this week I'm going to be buying some tickets to Mega Millions, and hopefully I'll win. But the reality is I'm not going to win. So,
but with all these other teams dropping out, Daryl, does it increase? I mean, it makes the excitement around here get a little bit better every time we hear a team seem to drop out. But Deshaun Watson taught me a lot about this dropping in, dropping out thing. Yeah. Like, he was dead to us as far as trying to get a contract, and then they were able to pull it off. So I don't really buy into teams saying, oh, we're not interested, because I think if the price is right, anyone would be interested.
100%. I'm not buying that the Cowboys are out of the running. I mean, look, Jerry Jones loves bringing in star players. So I think a lot of it's negotiating ploy too. You know, and you have the executives around the league presenting one narrative, and then you've got what's coming out of whatever may or may not be coming out of DeAndre Hopkins' camp right now. I don't think it's a secret, or I don't think it's a coincidence that the ask of near Odell Beckham Jr. money is out there publicly. That's out there with a purpose. But again, if he ends up a Cleveland Brown, it's because he is coming here for what Andrew Berry is willing to pay him. And the impression I get is that Andrew Berry is not inclined to give him Odell Beckham Jr. money right now.
Sounds like a plan. All right, let's come back. We'll talk about the defense, which we didn't talk anything about the first segment. It was a big day in Berea as a mandatory minicamp is underway, and we're talking all about it on It's Always Game Day in Cleveland.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.